Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Capity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And greetings to everybody listening around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, we started off the show there tonight with the theme music from the Sunday Game programme, which has been running on RT television since the early 80s. And the reason we started the show tonight, we want to pay tribute to a presenter of that show for over 30 years, 34 years, in fact, Michael Lester. Michael passed away on Sunday, age 71, after, issues with heart conditions over the last few years. Young man from Barnajarg, not far from me, next parish to where I grew up. And Michael started his career in the True Mirrors newspaper, along with a regular listener to Ireland Calling here, Tom Gilmore, and a fellow parishioner of mine, Martin Brennan, who went on to work for the Irish Press and Irish Independent Group. So hundreds and hundreds, thousands of tributes are paid to Michael. I met him once or twice. His wife used to work in a bank beside me in Dublin in the 80s. So huge loss. And he's up there now in heaven, no doubt, with Mihola Murahertic and Mihola Hare and some of the other great people that were involved in Gaelic Games coverage since Gaelic Games started in Ireland. All right, so hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Of course, the news has been still dominated by the war in the Middle East, although it looks like, if you believe anything Trump says, things could be coming to an end. So we'll talk about that in brief later on. And we'll update you on all the other stories, some good and some not so good, and all the sports news over the next hour here. But plenty of good music as well. And she was laid to rest in Galway on Friday, and Carla Strand, Dolores Keane. She had two presidents at her funeral, current President Catherine Connolly, and from Galway, of course, and former President Michael D. Higgins, a great friend of Dolores. And it was like a concert, some fantastic music. I watched the funeral online, and a wonderful person again, only 72, after a battle with cancer. Dolores Keane was laid to rest in her beloved Carla Strand. And here we have her singing a song called Teddy O'Neill.
Come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing? The pain in my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the boarding. I've seen
You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that was Dolores Cain there, and her version of a lovely song that was a big hit for her, Teddy O'Neill. And right, well, I see like the New Zealand government yesterday, Ireland announced some measures to help alleviate the huge costs of living. So the TDs are in the Dáil right now, voting to cut excise duty on diesel and petrol from midnight. So they want to cut petrol by 15% and 20% on diesel. But opposition leaders are saying it's not enough. And it's the war in the Middle East is just having so many conditions. It's just costing so much hardship to so many people. In Ireland, of course, here as well in New Zealand, but the unbelievable, you know, the way the cost of living ever has gone up, it's affecting farmers, it's affecting people that have to travel, that need their cars for work, and the opposition feel that this, you know, move by the government isn't enough to help out, you know, with the soaring cost of living over the last few weeks. But hopefully, if the war is coming to an end, it may, this is a short term, you know, a move that the government have made. They said things will go back to normal within the next few weeks. I think they've mentioned it until the end of, May. So that's pretty much dominating all the news when you look at all the stories here. I see Michael Flatley is still in dispute over, running up his, Lord of the Dance operation. And I see the Croatian Lord of the Dance show worth over €730,000 is in doubt much amid fresh twist in a dispute involving Flatley. And there's obviously lots of legal arguments going on in the background over who controls the show that he set up over 30 years ago after his break with the Riverdance. We know that they had one show in February at the O2 Arena there. But certainly, you know, it's not all over and done with yet. Number of terrible tragedies in Ireland. Well, there was a court case that finished on Monday, and I won't go into much detail, but the Belfast Telegraph's old story yesterday just had one headline, Pure Evil. This is relating to the murder of a beautiful girl, Natalie McNally, by a guy, former boyfriend Stephen McCullough. And she was 15 weeks pregnant, but he created a whole series of lies about his involvement in the murder. But thankfully, with some great detective work by the police service in Northern Ireland, he was brought to justice and he'll be sentenced to life in a few weeks' time. And then news broke on Sunday morning of a terrible incident down in Bird Hill in Tipperary, very close to Ballina and Killaloe in County Care, where a young 20-year-old Limerick girl from the Trabin community was badly beaten, and she's in a coma at the moment in hospital in Cork. And I see where Love Hate actor John Connors calls on the Trabin community to stop feuding and return to God in wake of this attack. Let's take a bit more music, and this time we've got Elvis Presley, and I just playing this song tonight in memory of Anne Parker. Anne passed away on the 6th of March. She was a resident out at St. Andrews in Glendowie. And I go out there to visit Paul Oliver, regular. Paul's a regular listener to the programme, and Paul's visited regularly by Anne's daughter, Julie. So Anne, lovely woman, originally from England, Isle of Man, I think. And she passed away on the 6th of March. She loved seeing me and my dog Seamus when I go out there for regular visits. So to all of Anne's family, Paul Oliver said this was one of her favourite songs, Elvis Presley, and his version of Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. And that song there, Elvis Presley. I'm sure we played Elvis on the program once or twice before. Can't Help Falling in Love goes out to the memory of Ann Parker, who passed away on the 6th of March. And again, that song went out to all Van's family at the request of Paul Oliver. Paul battling with Parkinson's disease out and has been in St. Andrews for a number of years, that former pupil at St. Peter's, first 15 player, and a wonderful, wonderful person. All right, what else has been happening? Let's quickly have a look at sport. It was a huge weekend of Gaelic games in Ireland, and you had the final round of all the league matches. So we'll just cut to the chase. Donegal and Kerry will play in the Division 1 final. Dublin and Monaghan are going to be demoted. Dublin beaten by Galway in Galway. Saw them go down, and their manager was given a red card as well, so he might be out for a few weeks. Division 2 going up to Division 1 are Cork and Meath. They'll be playing the final. Kildare and Offaly are heading down to Division 3. The winners of Division 3 are playing in the final of Division 3 final, are down at Wexford. Limerick and Fermanagh are going down to Division 4, and up from Division 4 go Carlow and Longford, who play the Division 4 final. Those games on this weekend. And of course, you can watch all your Gaelic football and hurling games on GAA Plus. And you can go on to that website, gaaplus.ie, and you can see what it costs to watch, to become a subscriber for a year, or you can sign up for a year and pay on a monthly contract with access to all of the games. So it's, and the hurling final will be contested in Division 1 between Limerick and Cork. Limerick beat Galway in a very exciting game. Galway looked good, came back, fought back, I think 12 points down one stage, and they have secured their status in Division 1. Waterford and Offaly heading down to Division 1B. So the final of Division 1 is Limerick and Cork and Clare and Dublin. The United Rugby Championship, which carried on at the weekend, not a great weekend for Munster. They were badly beaten by the Sharks, 45-0 in South Africa, and they have another game there this weekend. My team Connacht had a big win in Belfast over Ulster. They sneaked into the top 8 on Friday night, but they're just points difference in 9th position at the moment, so that would mean if they can get into that top 8 for the playoffs, they'll be alongside the other 3 provincial teams. Leinster also beaten by Glasgow, so they're a chance of a home semi-final and final. Looks like it's gone out the door. Great news for athlete, O'Connor, who won the, she was in the picture of the front of all the papers on Monday. Let's have a quick look here. But she's won so many medals now. It's unbelievable. And as a triathlete, as I said, yeah, here she is. Oh, in the front of the Irish Independent with the Irish flag on Monday morning. Athlete Kate O'Connor, she's 25, celebrating her bronze medal winner, a win in the pentathlon at the World Athletics Indoor Championships in Poland. It's her 5th medal in as many championships over the last 13 months, and congratulations to Tom Walsh from our parish down here, who won gold in the shot put. But there's only one big sport event this weekend. That's the Republic of Ireland's match against Chechnya. This is a playoff match. It's a one-off game, and it's being played in Chechnya. And if Ireland win that, they will likely be playing Denmark, who are playing Macedonia at the same night on Thursday in the final spot. That game would be if Ireland win in Dublin next week. Of course, only I think Irish fans got about 500 tickets, and there was some resale tickets selling for this game at an exorbitant price yesterday. 2 tickets for over 200,000. I had somebody saying. But it's a big game, and Troy Parrott, who scored the hat trick in Ireland's last outing against Hungary to get us to this stage. He's obviously the foreign player. He's played there last week, but he's a Dutch club. So it looks like, apart from one or two players that are out with long-term injuries, Ireland have a full bill of health. And that game, I'm pretty sure it's on here early on Friday morning to be on Sky. And I know a number of Irish pubs in New Zealand will be showing it. So we want to play. Joxer goes to Stuttgart. How we do it now? We go, Joxer goes to Stuttgart. And of course, by Christy Moore, this was the song that certainly became the anthem for the Irish soccer team back in 1988 when we qualified for our first tournament.
Thank you very much. It was in the year of 88 in the lovely month of June, when the gadflies were swarming and dogs howling at the moon.
On heat on the front here.
How with rosary beads and sandwiches for Stuttgart we began. Joxer packed his German phrase book and jump plates for the van. Oh, well, some of the lads had never been away from home before. It was the first time Whacker put his foot outside of Inchicore. And before we left for Europe, we knew we'd need a plan. So we all agreed that Joxer was the man to drive the van. In Germany, the Autobahn was like the long mile road. There was every make a car and van, all carrying the full load. Four transits and hiaces and an old Bedford from Tralee, with the engine overheating from long haul and duty free. Well, there was fans from Ballyfermot, Ballybuck and Ballymun, on the journey of a lifetime, and a crack was 91. Well, Joxer met a German's daughter on the banks of the River Rhine, and he told her she'd be welcome in Ballyfermot any time. A big Falsche wrote Fräulein. And as soon as we found Stuttgart, we got the wagons in a ring. Sean Oak got out the banjo and Peter played the mandolin. Oh, there was fans there from everywhere, attracted by the sounds. At the first flag here in Europe, and Joxer passed the flag and round. But the session had ended when we'd finished all the stout. The air mattresses inflated and the sleeping bags rolled out. As one by one we fell asleep, Joxer had a dream. He dreamt himself and Jack Charlton sat down to pick the team. Joxer dreamt they both agreed and Paddy Bonner straight away, and that Moore and Whelan and McGraw were certain they'd play. But tempers they began to rise, patience wearing tin. Jack wanted Cascarino, but Joxer wanted Quinn. And the dream turned into a nightmare, Joxer stuck the head in Jack, who wanted to bring Johnny Giles and Eamon Dunphy back. Oh, well, the cock crew in the morning, it crew but loud and shrill, and Joxer woke up in his sleeping bag many miles from Arbor Hill. And next morning none of the experts gave us the slightest chance. They said that the English team would lead us on a merry dance. Oh, with their Union Jacks, all them English fans, for victory they were set, until Ray Houghton got the ball and he stuck it in the net. What happened next is history, brought tears to many eyes. What that day will be the highlight of many people's lives. Well, Joxer climbed right over the top, and the last time he was seen was arm in arm with Jack Charlton, singing revenge for Skibbereen. And a Whacker's back in Inchicore, he's living with his mam. And Jack Charlton has been proclaimed an honorary Irish man. Hey, listen, do you remember that German's daughter on the banks of the River Rhine? Lord, yes, didn't she show up in Ballyfermot last week? And...
very much, everybody. Yay! I'll see you again soon. God bless.
The man himself, Christy Moore, and Joxer goes to Stuttgart. Well, Joxer might be heading to Chechnya, Prague, as if on Friday night Thursday night, Irish time, Friday morning, our time, for the big playoff game. Of course, if it ends in a draw, go to extra time, and then there'll be a penalty shootout. So a lot to play for, and of course, New Zealand have already qualified for the World Cup. Qualified late last year, but their first game against Iran, and looks like there's no confirmation that Iran will still be taking players there. Just briefly on sport, if you're a Blackrock College rugby fan, you'll be disappointed because they were beaten by St. Mary's in a replay on Monday of the Leinster Senior Cup final, first time in 24 years that St. Mary's has won that title. A nice story on Irish radio yesterday morning about Father Edward Flanagan, who was born in 1886. He's passed the second of four steps to be canonised. And I'm pretty sure he was born in Lea Beg on the County Galway border, very close to Ballymoe, which is not close, very close to where I grew up. And so he's been formerly declared venerable by Pope Leo, bringing him close to sainthood. He was born in Lea Beg on the County Galway border in 1886. And was among several individuals to be advanced by the Pope towards sainthood on Monday. And it means Father Flanagan, who died in 1948 in Berlin, has passed the second of four steps. And he immigrated to the US at a young age, where he became a priest in the Diocese of Omaha. He subsequently founded Boys Town, which flourished to become a place where young people could feel at home and have all the advantages of a solid education and formation for life, the bishop says. Now, the home was founded by the priest in a time of crisis when many young people were living rough on the streets and getting in trouble with the law. It was around the time of the Depression in the 20s and 30s, and Flanagan stood up against the sectarianism of many of the establishment and the racist ideology of the Ku Klux Klan, and insisted on welcoming young people of all races and religions in Boys Town on the basis of their need. And Spencer Tracy featured in a movie about Boys Town, and I think it was in the late 50s, 60s, the movie, you can see it. So good news for Father Flanagan, who might become a saint. You have to have proof of a couple of miracles and stuff, so there's good news there. Right, what else is the Irish Times looking at all their stories? Oh God, there's a couple of court cases there. We'll skip them. Inside Clongowes Wood, who sends their child to a boarding school in the 21st century Ireland? And certainly, it's one of the most expensive schools in Ireland. Some criticism of Taoiseach's performance last week in Washington while he was there for 4 days promoting Ireland, as were lots of ministers. And in the Oval Office, there was 40 minutes of question and answering, and Trump spoke for 34 and Micheál Martin got in for 6 minutes. But anyway, most people said he did a good job. Some people were saying he shouldn't have gone. But of course, he's got a huge role coming up because Ireland take over the presidency of the European Union from the beginning of July. So taking over at a time of great uncertainty in the world. And obviously, there'll be a lot of decisions made. I see one of them, Sean Kelly, the former GAA president, who's been to New Zealand on numerous occasions. He's hoping that Ireland may drive the change to get rid of daylight saving. Actually, speaking of daylight saving, Ireland's clocks go forward this weekend by an hour, so there'll be a 12-hour difference until the following week when we go backwards, and then there'll be 11 hours, isn't it? Or is it 13? Anyway, we'll work it out. But Sean Kelly wants consistency. He wants Ireland to stop daylight saving and have the brighter mornings right throughout the year. Right, we'll take another piece of music. Next up, we're going with CMAT and Where Are Your Kids Tonight? Thank you. Here, CMAT, Where Are Your Kids Tonight? And she's doing very, very well. One of the top performers in Ireland. There's another breaking story this evening. A man has died in Edenderry house fire. He was the brother of a woman that was killed there in a vicious attack last year by a couple of young people. They firebombed this particular house in Edenderry where a young boy and his grandaunt died. And the man that died today was a brother of the grandaunt. The house really had been boarded up and no electricity or water, but according to police reports, this man was living there and may have been using candles to keep them and have light in the house or something. So it's a second tragedy for this family that have suffered so much last year as a result of the death of the young boy and his grandaunt. T-shirt, just think breaking news here. He rules out fuel rationing and remote work mandate as opposition calls. 250 million support package, simply not enough. When I suppose when you see Ireland with so much, income coming in from corporates, as I mentioned last in the programme 2 weeks ago, over 40% of Ireland's corporate tax of about 48 billion came from a number of companies in America, but they're spending it quickly. But this package would hopefully alleviate some of the hurt that was happening there at the moment. We're going to go with Mary Black. Mary was on the Late Late Show paying tribute to her great friend Dolores Keane last week. You can look that on the RT player. And Mary is singing Bright Blue Rose.
Of
wonderful Mary Black, who's basically winding down, may do one or two performances in Ireland this year, but apart from that, she's finishing up, and wonderful time, talked about her time with Dolores Keane, and of course her family are steeped in music. Her son Danny, he's a famous great singer with a band called the Coronas, and then I know that her niece is Eagle Scott, equally good as well. Well, the Pogues coming here not far away now, St. James's Theatre on the 8th of April in Wellington, Christchurch Town Hall on Thursday the 9th of April, and then they're here in Auckland on Saturday at the newly opened Convention Centre, and tickets are available still, only a few left for the shows through the Ticketmaster ticketing website. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the wonderful support here of the Hugh Green Group. Yeah, well, all the ministers arrived back from their trips all around the world. I see Jack Chambers, he was down in Nigeria talking about the great work the Irish community do down there. Of course, former New Zealand ambassador Peter Ryan is the current ambassador there in Nigeria, and I see one of the places that he did visit was the Guinness facility there, where it's brewing a lot of its famous product for the African market. The weather in Ireland, it was good last weekend, but unfortunately this week it's turned a bit nasty, and it's cold and winterly weather at the moment, which is obviously affecting a lot of farmers out there preparing to get work done on, you know, for plowing and tillage. And of course the dairy season is getting into full swing. Beef prices keep them very high over there, as they are down here, but meat prices certainly not good. You know, we're holding up a bit better down here because of our value against the US dollar is not as strong as the US dollar or euro against the US dollar, but certainly the inputs costs for farmers has gone up a lot. The amount of products that Ireland import, all the fertilizers, a lot of them come from that region of Iraq, where all the trouble is at the moment, where the Strait of Hormuz is closed up. But hopefully a bit of fine weather, and with the Irish team maybe doing well this weekend, it'll be good news for sports fans in Ireland. Right, we'll take another song. We're running quickly out of time here, and as we're moving into spring, we'll have John Spillane of the Dance of the Cherry Trees.
Tell you about the cherry trees. Every April in our town, they put on the most outrageous clothes, and they sing and they dance around. Hardly anybody sings or dances, hardly anybody dances or sings in this town that I call my own. You have to hand it to the cherry trees, and they seem to be saying to me anyway. When we traveled all around the sun, you know it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone, well done. Cherry blossom in the air, cherry blossom on the street, cherry blossom in your hair, and a blossom at your feet. When we traveled all around the sun, it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Of me and the cherry trees, well done. You know me, sometimes I think I'm getting old, not as young as I used to be. So it means even more to me.
man from Cork there, John Splann, and the dance of the Terry Trees. I'm just looking at the Irish Examiner here. We used to be the Cork Examiner. And, of course, they're concentrate mainly on Munster stories, but they are a national paper now. And their headline is relating to that tragedy for that young member of the travelling community in Limerick that was attacked by other members of the community on Saturday night in Bard Hill in Tipperary. Scarlett Faulkner, she's still in critical condition at Cork University Hospital after that roadside attack. Development Board of the National Children's Hospital seek damages due to ban delays. This has gone on for so long. I think when the budget was set for this hospital, maybe Enda Kenny could have been the patient then. So going back probably 15 years ago, it was about 800 million. Well, it's up into the billions now. And certainly it's not ready. I don't think it'll be open before the end of this year. Jesse Buckley of Clarny fame and everything seems to be getting so much publicity over the last week, and indeed her family and the great success of winning the Oscar. I'm sure she'll have a big, what do you call it, welcoming back there to Ireland in, when she gets back to Killarney. What else has been happening? God, everywhere you look, every paper, Trump is dominating all the news. And of course, he may come to Ireland later this year. The Irish Open is going to take place at his golf club down in County Clare in Doonbeg. But that'll be a big event if he does come, and politicians, well, certainly that are supportive of the American investment in Ireland feel that if he does come, he'll have to be invited to speak to both houses of Parliament, as Joe Biden did when he was there a few years ago. So, but Trump might decide he wants to stay down at his hotel in County Tipperary. Finally, see here a nice tribute to Michael Lester. He was the greatest broadcaster we've ever had. Raleigh, Spillane and O'Rourke reunite in tribute to Michael Lester. Of course, Michael, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, passed away on Sunday, aged 71. And a proud Galway man, though he lived in Dublin most of his life, and somebody mentioned that he would have been happy on the day he passed away that Galway, his beloved county, beat Dublin to demote him down to Division 2 in the Football League. But a wonderful man, and many, many tributes paid to him over the last few days. Right, well, I think that's about it for another week. We'll go out with a bit of more music here. We're going to leave you tonight with the Irish Rover from the Pogues, who are down here on in April. So for me, Oliver Lee, I'd say good night, goodbye, and God bless. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and you're back here next week. Same time, same place.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the street called the Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the daft, and now how the wild wind over, she stood several blasts. She had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Well, 1 million bites of the best layer rights, we had 2 million barrels of moon.
Well,
1 million barrels of our nanny got sales, we had 4 million barrels of stone.
We had 5 million dogs, 6 million hearts, 7 million barrels of birds.
We had 8 million lives of our blind horses' hides, and all with the Irish Rover.
There was our Mickey Kilt, who played hard on his glute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluttered and met. With his smart, witty nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
It's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Benny, he lived just across the fields, a great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to go to Magnus Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter fill the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. He was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said they won't divide us, we always will be one. Now the land our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hoped they'd be no more. It was little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round, another killing had been done just outside Camden Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band, but when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. Gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day, the minister, he closed his eyes, and for no revenge he prayed. And those of us who knew him from along the Rhine Road bowed our heads and said a prayer for the rescue of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home, and late at night a car came prowling round the Byron Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. What for rice did young MacDonald they had taken from the door? Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged him with his tears, but centuries of hatred of ears I cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds, and another eye
right for another right, and everyone is lying. They were roses, roses, they were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, not for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Now I don't know where the moral is or where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who gave the orders, they are not the ones to die. It's